As we mentioned, Todd Harvey, Canucks director of scouting, is now joining us. The Canucks, well, they had a busy weekend. They made a massive trade, but they also made a number of selections at the National Hockey League entry draft in 2022 and to 2021. And Todd Harvey is joining us now. And Todd, have you had a chance to catch your breath yet?
Well, I came home and I cut the grass, and because I've been away, so I had to do my house duties here and make sure I'm up to date before I leave again. it's been good. It was exciting and obviously a different time for us. Obviously 2 years now we've done the draft online, and I'm real happy of how things went.
Well, you mentioned doing the draft online, and this year and last year's draft class, well, it kind of got cut off towards the end, but this year's a completely different ball game. So you guys had to do a lot more video. You mentioned this. Jim's mentioned that. What was that process like this year, trying to do more projections or more limited viewings and using that technology to your advantage?
Yes, and I think our guys really dived into that and did a real good job with what we had, and the live viewings that we did get to see were really important, the video was a nice tool that we had to work with, and I think it's only going to add to our arsenal moving forward here. I mean, we're back right at it here, heading to the Hlinka and getting ready for next season already. So we'll put that in our arsenal and use it to our advantage here.
Yeah, it's quite the quick turnaround. Let's get into those picks though. With your first pick in the draft, since you didn't have a first round pick, you took Danila Klimovic. Yeah, your first pick, right? So some saw this as a bit of a big swing. Why was he the right pick for you at that spot?
Well, you know what? We like his foundation. And I think, he's a big guy. He's got high-end skill. He can really shoot the puck. We think that we get some coaching and some our development guys on him. I think we have a chance to have a really good player here. And, he could be a first-round talent.
And when you look at kind of his ability and kind of that projection you mentioned, and he's one of those guys that maybe didn't quite get as many games as he would have liked last year, but when you look at how much upside he has, and he has kind of that grit to his game as well, you guys really went for the upside, because I know Jim mentioned, hey, we might look at defenseman, we might look at, a center with our first couple picks, but the fact that you guys took a winger, that probably tells us that he was by far the best player on the board for you guys.
I think at that time, obviously we seen him at the World Championships, and I went back and I watched every game he had there, and the games that I did really like were the games that were the tough games against Sweden, against Canada, and I really thought he might not have had the goals in those games, but he played really well and he played hard and he was engaged and he was using his body, and I think that with the skill that he has and the way he works he's got to round his game out as every other prospect probably has to. And like I said, we really like his upside, and we think that he's going to be a real good player for us.
Well, as you mentioned, he had a great World Championship, but, how do you weigh the tourney play versus league play? And when you're making a pick, especially in those first couple of rounds, how do you weigh, something like that?
Well, the tournament, you watch the tournament, and sometimes, guys can have a real good tournament and it kind of gets skewed, but you got to take everything, into context. And, we watch games from over in Belarus and we watched the tournament, and we kind of, did our interview stuff with him and put it all together. And we thought this was the right guy for us at that spot.
Well, and the next selection you guys made, and there was some talk that potentially you would be taking a goaltender. You took Aku Koskinen-Vuau, and we had him on the show right after he got drafted on Saturday, Todd. And the kid has swagger, man. I mean, he's confident. He believes in himself. He's super smart. Going to Harvard. He's athletic. He's big. How much? Obviously, you guys love the tools he has, and I don't think Mark's on board with it. But from a mental, makeup standpoint, he seems like a guy that has a lot going for him, doesn't he?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you love the makeup, the size, the skill, and like Clarke said, he can teach, and that's what Clarke's good at. And you know, we think at this spot that you know, we were lucky to get him at this spot, and we were real excited, and we think that he's going to be a real good goaltender once Clarke gets his hands on him.
You're listening to The People Show. We're joined by Todd Harvey here talking about the NHL draft, and the Canucks had to wait for their first pick for a little bit, but they made some impact picks a little bit later on. You took a couple of Swedish defensemen as well, one right side, one left side. You know, when you're making picks like that, how much does Sweden and the way that they're cranking out prospects right now, you know, you lean heavily on that country throughout the draft, but when it was these two picks, you know, what stood out for the two defensemen?
Well, I think obviously, you know, you looked at the size and the skating aspect in Meyerberg and the upside that he had. You know, the right shot is a real big thing. They're tough to find out there. And, you know, obviously with our other pick there, we took Gabrielsson. And I got to see a lot of him. Obviously, he was with Frölunda playing partners with Edvinson, so we got a good look at him, and you know, we like his upside, his puck moving ability, and you know, not afraid to jump up into the play. So you know, we're excited that we could get those guys in that area, and we're looking forward to them to maturing into good prospects for us.
One of the things you mentioned about Gabrielsson during a media availability after day two of the draft was how he's underrated defending in his own end. And I know the projections nowadays, you want a guy who can skate out of the back end and can move the puck and do all those things. But is kind of defending in your own end becoming a bit of a lost art? And we look at the playoffs, how games get played, and how important that becomes, and even more so. Mm-hmm. Is it kind of hard finding prospects that are relatively mature in their own end?
Well, definitely. I mean, that's the hardest part for a defenseman is just defending. And, you know, we thought with him that, you know, I thought his defending was underrated. You know, he was able to stop the cycle, read the play, anticipate. And once he got that puck and he stopped the rotation, he was able to get it moving in the right direction more times than not. And I think that's a real asset to have. And, you know, I think that he... You know, when he matures and physically fills out, he's going to be a good one.
Okay, so one of the players that's intriguing a lot of people is he comes in a smaller package, Connor Lockhart, but a playmaker, competitive player. You know, what's the upside on this guy?
Well, you know, he was the third overall pick in the OHL draft a couple of years ago, and you know, obviously seen him play his first year as an underage, and I thought he, you know, asserted himself well. He's a competitive kid. He's got some nice skills and you know, skating's all he needs to work on some skating, but he's quick and he's quick to pucks and he likes to play on the inside. And when you got a guy like that size that, you know, is going to fill out here and he's going to get stronger, he's always been able to put points on the board. And I think it was, you know, our guys did a lot of work on him here in Ontario, and, you know, they've known him since his minor midget days. And you know, we are thrilled to get a guy like that and that pick. And, you know, I think there's some real upside there with him. And the thing that I really like about him is he's really competitive. And if you got a guy like that that's competitive and willing to put the work in, he has a chance.
Well, and the final selection you guys made is a player with some similar traits, obviously a bit bigger, Lucas Forsell, but super young. Does not turn 18 until September 5th. Already got a game in the Swedish Hockey League this year as a 17-year-old, which is a really difficult thing to do. And he plays with effort, right? Has a lot of speed. And the scouts I've talked to love the upside with that kid. I mean, he kind of like Lockhart in that sense that you're going for high upside. And, you know, there's a lot of room here for this guy to grow.
I think I really do. I watched him early. And Farstead there, you know, I watched him a bunch of times on video, you know, our guy, obviously Patrick over in Sweden, our scout there, he's done a lot of work on him and thinks that there's real upside, and he's a competitive kid, and that's something that we're looking for in our players, that they're competitive and they play the game the right way. And this kid has got some growing to do, which they all do, but I think, you know, with him and his work ethic, he's going to be a good pick for us.
you guys got a bunch of draft picks done and a lot of upside here long term and some projection with these picks. Now, when you look at your prospect pipeline as a whole, maybe you didn't quite get as many centers as you guys wanted, but the defense, yeah. Now you stocked up. You got goalies in the system, lots of wingers in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Between now and the next draft, how can you try to add to that prospect pipeline, especially down the middle?
Well, centers are hard to find, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, obviously, you know, you look at right shot defensemen are hard to find. And you know, we're going to be, you know, grinding it out here, looking for all the pieces that we want. But at the end of the day, you know, we'd like to take the best player available at that time for us and what we think is. And you know, we're definitely going to have to scour this year and look for some good value and some picks coming up here with, you know, be it center, be it defense. You know, we'd like to fill out our prospect pool as best we can with players that we think have an opportunity to be NHL players.
You're listening to The People Show. We're joined by Canucks Director of Amateur Scouting, Todd Harvey. Before he was that, he was also an assistant coach with the Guelph Storm. And Todd, when you're a player and person are the Canucks getting in Dickinson?
Well, you're getting a heck of a player and you're getting a heck of a person. You know, he was our captain in Guelph. And it was funny. I called him after the trade and he says, "No way. It's actually you calling me." But I'm excited for him. I think he's going to come in. He's going to be real versatile for us and he can play up and down in the lineup. And I think there's some offense there. He might've had a down year last year. And I think that this year coming in, he's going to be excited and motivated and he's going to be, you know, given an opportunity to do what he can do. But the thing that I like best about Jason is that he is a really good person and cares for his teammates. And so we're getting a real good person and a great hockey player.
Finally, before we let you go, and we appreciate your time, Todd, we know yep. The team traded the 9th overall pick. Maybe it's a bit easier. We see Connor Garland coming back, and I know he's a guy the organization likes a lot. But, you know, and I know maybe you can't answer it fully, but if you guys had the 9th overall pick and Dylan Gunter was the player there, would he maybe have been the pick? Or, like, how many guys would have been interesting to you there at number 9?
Oh, there's lots of guys that were interesting to us, but it was funny how it stuff kind of played out, right? I mean, you know, we were sitting at 9th there and we were looking at all those players in the top 10 and top 12 even. But you know, like I like Dylan Gunther. I think he's going to be a good player. But at the end of the day, I think we bettered our team I think that, we got to be happy with where we're at.
Well, Todd, we appreciate your time, and I know you got a lot on your plate, so get some rest when you can, all right?
All right, guys. Thank you.